Every county in the state is in the process of redistricting, but in Jackson County, some people are not happy with the proposed map. Jackson County Board Chair Keith Larkin presented his redistricting map to the Jackson County Board Executive Committee during their May meeting for consideration and discussion. Typically, redistricting is done after the census to make sure each district has roughly the same number of people in it. This year, the 2020 census data won't be available until September, which is about 3 months after the county's deadline to complete its plans. Larkin says he used data from the 2010 census and the 2018 and 2019 five-year estimates from the American Community Survey. The committee voted 6-1 to have the board vote on the map at the next full board meeting May 18th. Larkin says he presented the map like every other idea or proposal is presented for consideration to the county board.
When I made this map, I kind of had a couple things in line. One, we all, by statute, have to represent roughly the same amount of people. Two, I wanted to minimize the number of precincts that would be split. And then I also wanted to keep all incumbent board members in their same districts so nobody had to vote themselves off the board.
County Board Member Gene Basin says the board should have had input on the map and the new lines unfairly group parts of different towns together that won't be represented fairly.
We need to find a solution to this that's amicable to everybody. And also still representing who we are made to represent. Mm-hmm. Carbondale should not be in Murfreesboro 3. So a representative from Carbondale should not be in Murfreesboro voting District 3. Myself, a Murfreesboro representative, should not be in Carbondale 7.
If the board does not finalize the map by June 30th, a bipartisan committee will draw a new map without input from the county board. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.